This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
Welcome to America, where you can dream as long as you can breathe. You can be the motherfucking president of the United States or get murdered right on these streets. Welcome to
the
America.
The sins of the father my pop gave me to suffer. The friends I will follow was crack babies and hustlers. It's still sharp and still in the block. Made me a cutler. My pen is from the future like Octavia Butler's. My grandmother's suture, the flag from bloody cotton. The fruits of her labor, alas, already rotten. My man said, yo, it's crazy how fast that we forgot. That we used to pull boxes and plows like we were oxen and cows without an option. And now it's this glorious, victorious story only pitch for me to shut it down. They sold some of us down the rivers. It's such a broad level of fraud, I get the shivers. It's insidious and it's always been hideous. I had to tread water and run, be amphibious. They do you so dirty for one. Yo, what's cleanliness? It make you wanna let off a gun into the emptiness like.
Reach now, lover. Reach now.
Yeah, I'm ill-fated and hated, I'm hella melanated. Blackness is my religion, to that I'm dedicated. I follow the laws of nature by which I'm regulated. The universe, my university, I'm educated. This one is for my very revolutionaries out here keeping it 100, even though the truth is heavy. Who stand firmly and see their life as a journey to either God or the gurney. My public defender burned me, so did the district attorney. In a turbulent trial, they told me that time is master. Well, I'm serving it now. Tell my family I'll be making my return in a while. And every symbol of oppression, I'll be burning.
Welcome to America, where you can dream as long as you can breathe. You can be the motherfucking president of the United States or get murdered right on these streets. Welcome to America, land of the brave and home of the free. You can be a saint or a sinner or a billionaire or just stand on your feet. Welcome to America.
If his blood spill on the ancestors' ashes and bone, from a pure heart, the Lord fashioned after his own, when packaged and flown to the essence of his African throne. For every lost body crossed, torn, feathered, and tossed, it's no way I could measure the cause or ever exhaust. But whether it's yours or mine, this American cloth has never been sought. While history was running its course, I ran hard from Jamestown, where slaves found Jesus and foul. Demons would never be charged with malfeasance. I sat through their revival, though I never found credence. I found that we had never known shit about freedom. I've been charged with treason. I've been scarred and freezing. I've been called the nigger and then called the heathen. When hounds found me, they couldn't even tell if I was breathing. In America, we're on black men. It's open season.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music. I'm Liam, and here with me tonight we have, okay, Big P.
Mm-hmm.
We have Benita.
Hello.
We have Cheryl, who has continued to stay out of the trunk of the car.
Hello.
And we have Tracy Denise Branch.
Aww.
Well, not Branch anymore, I guess.
I am not Branch.
You just got it up there. You got Branch up there.
So. I know. I need to change that.
You need to change that. That's not nice. Anyway, we're all here.
Well, we're not all here.
Oh, that's right.
Omar sent us a message that he wouldn't be able to join us again this week. But he did record a couple of messages for us, one announcing his songs, and then he has a message to some comments. So we're gonna dig into those a little bit later. We're gonna call that segment Slipping into Darkness.
Is it the sunken place?
Yeah, I think so. And of course, Omar's not here, so we've gotta represent. What are we listening to today? What are we playing behind us today? Does anybody hear that?
Is that Nicholas Payton?
That's it. Lil Duke Struck. Nicholas Payton is bringing us in. Brought us in,
Nice pick.
Yeah, but the opening song was brought to us by our sponsor.
Yes, the opening song was Welcome to America from the soundtrack of Judas and the Black Messiah.
Did you raise your hand before you spoke?
Did I raise my hand?
You heard me.
No, I ain't raised my hand. What you gonna do? Don't play. It's still February.
Can't do nothing right now. I'm too far away.
Okay.
I still have to watch that film. I keep hearing great things about it.
It is an amazing film. It has a really good soundtrack as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was very well done.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple of birthdays we've been celebrating. Benita's a year older, and Liam jumped 2 years, and I didn't know you could do that.
And Charlene's birthday was in February.
Charlene, all of these February babies.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's the love month.
Yes.
Black love.
But what happened with February babies is it got warm in May. Our parents got frisky with the hot pants and stuff, and so...
With the hot pants.
Not in my day, honey.
Oh.
they had like bloomers down to their knees when I was.
Yeah. Tracy, can you imagine your grandmother wearing hot pants?
My grandmother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say you. I was going to say
you
that.
Know I wear hot pants. You know.
I wouldn't want to, but I could see it.
I've seen it. It wasn't a good sight even back then.
So. Liam has seen it all, you know.
Jake, you got a February baby.
True.
So maybe you were, you know.
You said what?
I said you have a February baby too.
Yeah. I did. I do.
Whoa, let's get out of this one.
Yes, you gotta go. Play music.
All right, where are we heading next? The first segment, who's leading us off?
Probably Benita.
Okay.
So Benita.
I wanna play
your time today, Benita.
So
spit it out, Benita.
I heard a song on one of my favorite segments on the stream that we do every day, 24 hours a day, on one of my favorite segments, Timeless Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Who's the host of Timeless Tunes?
Ah.
A cool dude. A suave, you know, a bad motherfucker. Yeah, anyway, yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you heard something you liked on there.
Thanks for the Venmo. But
oh, no problem. You keep it up. You're doing a good job. You get more next week.
Ooh. So, Cassandra Wilson, Right Here, Right Now. I heard that, and I really like that song. Kind of took me back when I had a husband. He was a big fan of Cassandra Wilson, so he used to play that a lot. So I'm play that for him. And then for me, I'm gonna play, last week I was riding in the car with Charlene. And we were listening and I heard, what was it called? Tigress and Tweed by Andre Day.
Yeah.
And it's from the United States versus Billie Holiday movie that's coming on real soon, I guess, on Hulu. So I wanna play that. And then I want to play, I don't know what the last thing is. I'm just going to play something. I'm going to do some Prince. You Need Another Lover.
Like you need a hole in the head.
A hole in your head. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. And after that, we'll go into Sweet Omar and his cuts, and then we'll be back. Here we go.
Thank you. treasure of a reliquary. Did you ever need somebody? Just to rub your head. All the energy we spend on emotion. All the circuitry and time. Is there any way to feel the vibe? Up from Buddha, the fiber optic lines. Everybody's going through the motions with their heads up or down. No one seems to want to see the other person's eyes reflect the world. Everybody seems to want to get away to some place, get away from themselves. I got a feeling if they found that some place, well, want to go someplace else. Do we really want to go to Mars? Do we ever really want to try? I got a funny feeling if we get up there. Gonna stop and wonder why. Why? Right here, right now. Say, say, say. Say, say, say. Say a prayer for me. Strange fruit, come down off that tree. Cut it down under your feet. Juicy fruit, so bittersweet. Fruit stand tall, these roots go deep. Strange fruit bussing on these thieves. Ancestors, don't take defeat. Left the scent of victory. Tigress and Tweed. Oh, Lynn Derrick, you carry it. I'm Tigrin Barrett. The truth of these, you carry it. Future, you and your chariot. Say a prayer. Chariots of flame alarm behind my mozzie cool. The moon at these roots, it stick to me. Big fruit, big vibes, always pressing that line. So full of love and light, the truth is black and white. Say a prayer for me, 'cause I done get no sleep.
Someone, you'll have whatever I have to be. Shoulders, shoulders, shoulders. Everybody, this is Omar. Probably won't be able to join the Zoom club tonight. Heading out to beautiful Sandy Hook, Virginia to take care of some funeral flower arrangements. I'd like to thank Miss Benita for continuing to sponsor us. Y'all check her out over at divinewineclub.com. Thanks to Liam and Big P for keeping this circus going. The Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music podcast, as well as the streaming over at live365.com. Also like to thank Charlene and Tracy, who've been sitting in on the Zoom calls, adding a little verve and a different perspective to the show. We appreciate you. I think Big P likes having y'all better there than me, but that's fine too. I'm going to offer up three songs tonight. The OJs, Who Am I, from around 1970. I think this was the B-side of either Backstabbers or Love Train for back in the day. Kind of sad, romantic song, but a nice song anyway. Also, Roy Ayers, The Third Eye, from 1973. Everybody Loves the Sunshine was the name of that album. And finally, from Minnie Riperton, Take a Little Trip Through Your Mind. Minnie Riperton, great singer, passed away in the early 2000s. And just another good song to kind of meditate and self-reflect on. Everybody stay safe, stay positive. Hope you enjoy the show. Back to you, Big P. Peace.
I just would listen. I had To ever doubt your love, 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 baby, yeah. Hey, love, a fool am I, yeah. This alibi.
Thank you. back on all the things that you left behind.
You're the one who always wants to have your way, and like the sky, it's you whose feelings change with every
back, y'all. We just went through Omar's segment. OJ's, Roy Ayers, and Minnie Riperton.
Okay.
That was a pretty good one.
He didn't give us anything that we could scratch or crash this week.
Mighty black of him. Appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. And I don't know about that, you know. Segment
I don't know.
We did, but you know, it's what it is. It is what it is. I'm not hating this week, and I'm trying not to have any explosions or blow up anybody's song this week.
Did you give that up for Lent?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Yes. I think I'll take an idea from my son-in-law Jason. I'm going to give up beer as well.
Look at me.
Give up beer.
And drink hard liquor, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
By the time the show comes out, it'll be after Easter.
It will not be after Easter.
You keep drinking like that, it will be.
If anybody's interested, okay. I made a birthday, what do you call it? Prayer or something. No, not a prayer. Birthday something.
All right.
I said that for this year I'm going to work on being kinder and gentler and not mean. So we'll see how far I get.
You already blew that one. Anyway, Charlene.
Yeah.
What you got for us, Charlene?
Wow. Pick Up Your Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
By Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay.
And then it's by her.
Didn't we had Jasmine Sullivan last time busting the windows out of the car, right?
Happy Valentine's.
Yeah, that was a good song for Valentine's Day. And then we're gonna we're gonna follow up with Tracy. What are you bringing us, Tracy?
So Jason helped me out with this one. Bury Me in Gold by Big Crit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my number two.
What happened to being prepared before you come to the show? This is a professional show.
Is it? Go Crazy, Chris Brown and Young Thug.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Speaking of going crazy, I don't know why this, I said that. But anyway, we need to shout out.
Speaking of going crazy, you can't even remember what you were about to say.
That hard looker.
Anyway.
Go back to beer.
Yeah.
We want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Divine Wine Club. Even though Omar did that already, because he sucks up to you all the time.
Yeah, he sucks up to me after he make me mad.
Yeah, that's what happens. What is Liam doing? He's playing with his cup.
We need to put this on YouTube, because people need to see you people.
Shout out to Preston P.T. Brown and the Richmond Soul Radio Network. And we're on Spotify. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We're on Buzzsprout. We're on iTunes. We're on Apple Music. But our home, Black Talk Radio Network, with the wonderful Scotty Reed, who gave us our start. Well, he and Preston both gave us our start. I want to shout out to all of them. You can listen to us in all of those places. But the one place you can leave us a comment is on the Black Talk Radio blog page. Join our other listeners and just feel free to comment on anything you want. I wish you could see the pictures. We could look at the wraps that Charlene and Tracy have on their heads. You could respond to that. You could talk to Liam. He's got a backdrop of Harriet Tubman and Barack Obama.
And Malcolm X, please.
Yeah, but why is Barack on top of Harriet? That's not appropriate. That is not appropriate.
Why is Kamala under Malcolm?
I have nothing to say. I think I told y'all the other day, I feel like I'm talking to teenage boys whenever I'm talk to them.
The comments next week will not be for Omar, they'll be for Liam. But it's okay.
But I do.
Anyway.
We're talking about picture placement, that's all, and who,
but
why
you,
certain
you
people
placed
are
the pictures there.
Collage.
It's no, that's inappropriate
a, that's
to
a
have
you can
celebrating
do
Black history and putting Harriet Tubman under Barack, and it's just not nice.
Well, he was later. He came later.
Harriet's not wearing any makeup, and you know, it's just not a good thing.
You gonna be getting there, comments.
She got a head wrap on now.
Yep, she got a head wrap.
But she got her bump in the back. Y'all bumps in the front.
What the hell?
Look at the head wrap. They got the little bumps up front. Like
oh, the head wrap.
Yeah, like the girl.
Because I don't have no ass.
What did you say?
But Nita let the whole world know that she has no ass.
Oh.
The whole world knows that.
She gets around. It's okay. Did we have a question this week?
We're supposed to talk about our question now?
Why not?
Yeah, question. You didn't say comment. Question.
Question. We'll do the comments later.
Yeah, comments later. Questions now.
That's
what
we
question?
Call our slipping into darkness segment.
So what's the question? What's the question?
So I have a question. This question came up plenty of times over this month, especially the last couple weeks when we were
get to the point.
We were celebrating Valentine's Day.
You were.
You were.
When men say they don't celebrate Valentine's Day, is that real or they just don't want to buy a gift?
It depends.
Okay, let's talk about that. Depends on what, Liam?
Well, there was a time when I celebrated Valentine's Day. And then as things changed in my life and different philosophies changed, I stopped celebrating Valentine's Day because of the significance of Valentine's Day, and it wasn't a very good thing. So I said, well, I'm not celebrating that. But it has nothing to do with, you know, I do gifts anytime, flowers and stuff like that. It's, you know, it doesn't matter. I like doing stuff like that. So, you know, okay. I'm a romantic, so I like.
So you don't celebrate massacres? I mean, you know.
I create
massacres.
I create massacres, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
So watch your mouth. I know where you live.
So you, Big P.
I celebrate Valentine's Day because I'm the love man, and you know this. And I have to share my love because I've got so much love to give. I was quoting Barry White.
Yeah.
I can't get my voice deep enough, but you know.
Most brothers who say they don't celebrate, they don't know anything about the massacre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know what roses cost these days? What does roses?
Only a Valentine's Day. They're not expensive now.
Yeah, because I buy them all the time for myself.
But not for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well,
no.
They're just jacking it up because they know y'all coming to get them.
That's right. So I say give carnations.
Yes, they last forever.
Filler flower. You can't give carnations.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
I knew a girl. All she liked was carnations.
She was in seventh grade.
No. She loved carnation. And I used to tell the people, better. I used to tell the people, make them all kinds of colors. They'd be like blue and spotted and polka dot. And she just thought it was the best thing in the world. Pull out a purple and yellow polka dot carnation. Man.
You sure it wasn't dandelions you were giving out?
No, I say those for my wine.
So,
yes?
Caroline, what are you thinking? The brothers trying to get out of doing something, or they really just have a problem with it?
I do think that nowadays, I do think that they are trying to get out of it.
I think so, too.
I don't think they want to put the thought into it.
I think you're right.
And I think, I personally feel like we're unappreciated in a lot of ways nowadays.
I think so, too, because Father's Day, I get nothing.
We're talking about Valentine's Day right now. We're not talking about
Father. Well, I ain't enough for Valentine's Day either, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you know, and Christmas, because Christmas. I'm not going to call her name because she's in the room, but my second born child had a gift for me for Christmas and haven't made it to the post office yet to send it to me. But you know, I'm not. I don't have a grudge. I'm not holding. You know, I'm not upset about it.
If you're gonna tell the story, tell it. It was actually supposed to be Father's Day.
Yeah, it's been going on that long.
Birthday and then Christmas, and yeah, you still ain't got it, but you'll get it. I always owe you.
It's coming again.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I think it goes both ways.
I think it depends what's coming. That's the purpose is you know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know it's coming. I always owe you. I think as far as the question goes, though, like, it depends on the pattern. Like, if the guy's always cheap, like, then that's what you should expect for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you, like Liam was saying, like, if you're giving gestures and, you know, showing gestures and you're showing the action is love all the time, then I'm not upset of Valentine's Day if that's not what you celebrate. So I think it's about the pattern of behavior. If you show love regularly, then I don't really care about one day of the year.
What about the brothers that, you know, used to break up with the girl in January and come back in March?
We talked about that last year.
Yeah, we did.
But now both of y'all are married and it's done.
We can't hide.
Nowhere to go.
Yeah, nowhere to go.
That's why you get married, right? So you don't have to hide.
Are you saying you don't hide after you get married?
Can't hide love, I bet you. What was he saying? I bet you, like, you can't hide love, I bet you. Oh, you can't hide love, well, I bet you can. But I never knew. Another one always got me was Papa was a Rolling Stone, and when he died, all he left it was a long, like A. L-O-A-N or Alone, like A-L-O-N-E. Maybe both.
If you was a Rolling Stone, you've been Alone, A-L-O-N-E, a whole lot. So maybe it's...
Yeah, that's just A-L-O-N-E.
Yeah, I think Alone, yeah.
And we had to pay off. He was alone. We were alone and had to pay off his loan.
Can somebody contact Otis and ask him? He's on the Temptation left, anyway.
Dig it.
He can tell us what's going on.
Okay.
Well, this has been fun. Let's get back to the music. Coming up next.
Drum roll. Am I coming up next? I thought it was, are they been already?
Again, another quality production, y'all. Like, this is A1.
Have y'all done this before? This is like
didn't we do Charlene and Tracy already?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
A1 planning.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh my God. That's, what is going on? Okay.
Your turn.
I'm doing. The name of this song fits what just happened. I'm doing Dang. D-A-N-G apostrophe. Dang. Featuring, it's by Mac Miller, and it's featuring Anderson .Paak.
I'm guessing.
Also, I'm doing Smoke and Mirrors by Kawai Asante. And then for fun, I'm doing For God's Sake, Give More Power to the People by the Shy Lights.
All righty.
Okay.
And so I'm going to try to bring some music from this century. there's a new album out, came out June, well, not really new, but June of 2020, by Paulette McWilliams. It's called Just to Keep You Satisfied.
What was that last name?
McWilliams.
What is, I just what love is, when you say Williams.
McWilliams.
Williams. Williams. He used to call me Wham all the time. That's why I changed my name to Liam.
It's from the album A Woman's Story. I'm going to follow that up with It's a New Day by Maurice Brown. And then Into the Night from this group called Jazz in Pink. Have you ever heard of them?
Mm-mm.
All female. All female, all-star band based in L.A. featuring Gail Johnson. Into the Night, Jazz in Pink featuring Gail Johnson. I'm here to educate and expose you to some new music that you might not have heard.
Well, thank you.
Okay, let me know what you think. We're out of here.
Funny how I finally flipped the script on ya. When you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy how I caught you slipping, You're off the lease. Run me my keys. No more popping up the idiot. I ain't even got the miles to trip on ya. No phone.
Who is this?
Brand new. Like the whip. Rack it up. No assist. Hey, bitch, I ain't average. Wake up. Beat a zip. Hennessy. Take a sip. My jeans, I'm too thick. I ain't got no room for extra baggage. Don't forget to come and pick up your hood. Feelings, don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings while I'm up cleaning. Boy, please, I don't need it. all that shit, you can keep it. Oh, don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. I'm trying to find a fuck to give for ya. You ran out of chances of forgiving ya. Yeah, listen, I'm listening. Just for you to go and break my heart again. I learned my lesson last time. Whoa, now I ain't coming. This is what you had now. I look better, don't I? New phone.
Who is this?
Contact. Don't exist. Need a ride. Call that bitch. Gas way too expensive. No more. Benefits. Pop a visit. Hands tied. No grit. I ain't got the room for extra baggage. So don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings, yeah. While I'm up cleaning, boy, please. I don't need memories. All the shit, you can keep it. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces.
When I opened the door, what my heart once was. But you had your fun, but I had enough. Now I'm really done. I deserve so much more than you gave to me. So now I'm saving me. And I made her a piece. So you can run them streets. But don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings. While I'm up cleaning. Boy, please.
It ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no room for guessing. No more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I'm worth more than you could manage. Manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me solace. Promise that you won't let me fall. Holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life all night. You could be telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time the whole time. So just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah. Cause with me, no, you could do damage. You could do damage. Yeah, worry about it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Either learn me or I'm a lesson. Going on. If you want me, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage. Baby, oh, you're falling for me. Oh, baby, I caught it. Could be whatever you want, call it. Promise that you won't let me fall. Oh, oh, oh. Holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life all night. You could be telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time the whole time. So just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
All I ever wanted was a gold chain with the gold ring, twinkle twinkle cause they gold mine, candy paint with the gold flakes, they gold said grin as she smiled with a gold teeth. I got a gold to be golden like King Tut, offering those pictures of that gold that would flicker, make it hard to call me nigga cause the chains ain't the chain they chained us up with, this rope ain't the rope they hanged us up with. 24K gold face with the Rolex, invisible set with the grill, that's how gold tastes. Jordan 7's golden moment with the gold lace, gold time, gold mine to the gold gates. If I die, bury mine in a gold case. Slow down, never mind, it's a gold chase. Going for the gusto in a gold place. May God forgive my sins for a gold space. Cause... yeah, man. Had a partner that went gold on the track and field, but the gold never shined in our atmosphere. Gold bottles, I ain't talking about the champagne. Malt liquor sipping gold helped us maintain. Hood niggas watching Goldie like that sus. Bagging up the gold dust with the law's rush. Snitching on them golden boys with the gold trust. Represented by the lawyers with gold cuffs. They order sweet potato with the gold crust. At the same restaurant with the gold judge. They hate the confidence and shine that the gold gives. So we take away your freedom and your golden year. The only time you see your mother golden tears. Like what good is gold if you never hear? What good is gold that you never will? I hope it pays your way on the golden pill. Any claim that I owe? Love, love, bury me.
Just in case I'm the same.
And this song isn't meant to be a glorification of gold, but the understanding that even if I could take all of this with me, that I'd give it away to get to heaven. I'd give it away to see my grandmother again. I'd give it away to be in paradise and be at peace with myself. Big houses, nice cars, and all that stuff cool, but it's materialistic things that we strive so hard for as human beings, and it's not fulfilling. It doesn't take away the pain. It doesn't take away the loss. You have to search higher. You have to go higher for that. The higher power, the higher energy. And that's what I'm striving for. So in the event that I go and you have to bury me, you can bury me with all these things. And as soon as I see my maker, I will give it all back. I give it all away. Because it wasn't nowhere near as important as being in heaven and being at peace. Believe that, though. Believe that, though. Uh-huh. Bury me and go. That's the rapper in me that wanna just do the hook it one more time. Bury me and go. Bury me and go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peace to everybody, man. Stay blessed. God bless. We love y'all.
Tanya.com is the newest online venue for t-shirts and hoodies with a message. Melanin-inspired and thought-provoking, get noticed wearing positive messaging for the culture. From toddler sizes to 5X, we've got something that we know you'll love. Visit teesbytanya.com and say it with your chest. That's spelled T-E-E-S-B-Y-T-A-N-Y-A.com for the culture.
choosing you over complications. Gone too soon. Wait, we was just hanging. I can't seem to hold on to. Dang, the people that know me best, the key that I won't forget. Too soon, I can't keep on losing you.
Mistakes do it take till you leave, and I'm left with my hand and my face all red in the face looking at you like,
wait,
I know I ain't a saint, if it ain't too late, well,
I can't keep on losing.
Don't run away so fast, no, my heart like gold, but it break like glass, no, my shit get old, and I act so young, baby, you so cold, never had no son, you don't wanna grow up, yeah, the shit no fun, so when I get home, I'ma give you some, make you feel like, wanna hit that drum, yeah, the dick ain't free, I don't get no fucks, yeah, it's complicated, got you frustrated, get home. You don't trust me, baby. Way too drunk, you don't know what I'm saying. You can drive my car, don't drive me crazy. Complicated, got you frustrated. Every single night I keep you waiting. You say you don't care, that's what you're saying. We both know that's some bullshit. Okay, we be fighting, we be reuniting. Kiss me, touch me, tease me, me excited. Got the devil, who is who? I'm trying to get through to you because
I can't keep on losing you over complications. Gone too soon. Just hanging, I can't seem to hold on to. Dang, the people that know me best, the key that I won't forget. Too soon, I can't keep on losing.
Can't keep losing you, can't keep losing you. Can't keep losing you, can't keep losing you. Can't keep losing you, can't keep losing you. Can't keep losing you, can't keep losing you.
Well, you can't go away, girl. Need you play your games like they might take it to an Ivy League school. Won't get Hall of Fame dick from a minor league dude. I'd see pussy, other people need food. Only got a little time and I ain't trying to spend it. All you in about who ain't giving who attention. Starting up the engine, need to reboot. I see pussy, other people need food.
It's complicated keeping me up late. Can't concentrate, you're always on my brain. If it's love, then why the fuck come with pain? I just think that's some bullshit. Okay, I seem inviting. Trust me, she's a titan. This week she like him, next week they fighting. Need protection, all your dress is bulletproof. You safe with me, girl.
I can't keep on losing you.
Where the hell you going? Where you taking this trip to?
Wait,
don't move, don't say to.
I can't keep on losing you.
Where the hell you going?
Wait,
where the hell you going?
I can't keep on losing you over complications. Gone too soon. Wait, we was just hanging. I can't seem to hold on to. Dang, the people that know me best, the key that I won't forget. Too soon, I can't keep on losing.
Can't keep losing you.
Something that I know you cannot replace. We know that you like it slow. Let me pick up the pace. You're so busy that I never see you in the daylight. Every message I receive is closer to midnight. Always have me feeling like I'm Superman, Superman. Underneath the covers, I'm your biggest fan, biggest fan. Finding out piece by piece when you're not fucking with me. Oh no.
Turn up a little bit.
Anytime you got me drinking, you hear what I'm really thinking. Now you got me going on a tangent. Breaking even when I'm sleeping. TLC, you got me creeping. Hoping that it's something I imagine.
Smoke your mirrors, come.
pressure building up. I'm waiting for these fears to subside. Raised up on a pedestal, it's killing on the inside. Second guessing guarantees, broken down in despair. Reminiscing moments, live mosaics that we both shared. Always had me feeling like I'm Superman, Superman. Underneath the covers, I'm your biggest fan, biggest fan. Finding out piece by piece, when you're not fucking with me, oh no. Anytime you got me drinking, you hear what I'm really thinking. Now you got me going on a tangent. Breaking even when I'm sleeping. TLC, you got me creeping. Hoping that it's something I imagine.
Smoking mirrors got me spinning. No one here is really winning.
Now you got me lying in the gutter. You got me drinking, you hear what I'm really thinking. Now you got me going on a tangent. Breaking even when I'm sleeping. TLC, you got me creeping. Hoping that it's something I imagine.
Smoking mirrors got me spinning. No one here is really winning.
Now you got me lying in the gutter. All you've been doing is taking my time. I just wanna steal back what's mine. Push it back so I can see it. Deep down I know that you conceded. Hide behind the veil of your fiction, tell about many levels you completed. Tell me what I wanna know, child. Transparency is my favorite style. It's up to you, I'm finished. Don't even know what this is. It's no time.
More power to the people, for God's sake.
Why don't you
Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
You were my life and all my hopes and dreams. For you to understand what this means, I stood all the jealousy and the bitching too. Yes, I'd forgive it all once in bed with you. Oh, darling, how did we end up like this? Let me reminisce. And when we made love, we stopped the hands of time. You set my soul on fire. My one desire was to love you and think of you with pride and keep you satisfied. Oh, baby, oh, oh, baby, we could not bear the mental strain. Leave you, I never meant to. I never meant to leave. Now you see how much you hurt me.
right, we're coming back. I guess in the background you can hear Slipping Into Darkness, Ramsey Lewis back in 72. And that's what we're going to call this segment. On the last Valentine's show, Sweet Omar made a comment that seemed to have raised the ire of some of our listeners. He's not with us. And we're going to talk about the comment. We're going to read the responses that came in and then play a response that he sent back to all of us. So we're going to start, to paraphrase, help me if I get it wrong. He made a comment about the city of Richmond, where we reside in Richmond, Virginia, and said that crime was up in some of the housing projects among some of our young people, teenagers. Yeah. And that, like you said, 13 people were killed in 2020. I think that was the number.
13? 1-3?
I think so, yes. And that it wasn't talked about, you guess, because there were no white police officers involved. So that's the essence of the comment that he made. And we didn't respond last show, because we didn't hear while we were doing it live. It was actually recorded and sent in after we finished doing our piece. The show is sometimes done in segments, so
like tonight,
we didn't respond to it then. And so we're gonna, Benita, why don't you read some of our friends? We always respect our listeners and when they want to chime in.
Okay, so before we go all the way dark, we did have a comment from our friend Ben. He said, Happy New Year. Congrats on the new season. Helping to make it through this abnormal existence. Stay safe and strong.
Thanks, Ben. And for those that didn't know, Ben used to really have a problem with me, and we had a long back and forth of cussing each other out. So Omar's not the only one that's been called out on this show. Now, quite a few times I told Ben to go fuck himself. But, you know, we've made up, and he understands what we do now, and it's all good. So I don't want you to think that Omar is the only one that has had negative comments, and Liam will have some next week because of his Harriet Tubman comment.
And I got suspended, apparently. So, you know.
And you were suspended just because you didn't show proper respect. But I digress. Let's get back to
SpaghettiOs thing again. Okay. So thanks, Ben. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your comment. So the second comment is from Big Tony. He said, I have been listening on and off over the past month and have again been disturbed by Omar. I live in the city of Richmond, work in Churchill, and know one person on the panel fairly well. In case Omar didn't know, crime in the city is down. I know of several community groups who are working with the police to lower crime and provide safe recreational activities for children. This is another case of whataboutism that is being used by conservative bots across the country. How dare you apply the false equivalency of criminal acts of a few criminals and the criminal acts of paid sworn peace officers? I've always been curious what brings a black man to hate himself and his people so much. Thank you for your comment, Big Tony.
Okay,
Liz. What do white police officers have to do with crime in black neighborhoods? Agree with Big Tony. False equivalency. Blacks and whites commit crimes. Black and white police officers are not above the law. How many black officers have gotten away with killing whites? How many white cops have gotten away with killing black folks? No room for house Negroes in the struggle. Truth always wins. Raymond, we appreciate your comment. Okay, hold on. I'm coming. All right, this comment is from Denise. Denise says, was watching Judas and the Black Messiah last night and wondering why the white man can always find a Judas. What is the price of freedom? We are entitled to our opinions, but not our alternative facts. All our skin folk are not our kinfolk. Black lives don't matter to even some of our skin folk. Just my humble opinion. Thank you, Denise, for listening and giving us your comment. And we have one last comment from our friend, Diane. According to the Gun Violence Archive, a total of at least 19,223 Americans lost their lives due to gun violence in 2020. A contributing factor was the uptick in gun sales. I think in March alone, 2 million guns had been sold. And so we saw this increase in gun sales that persisted throughout 2020. One of the things that certainly could have played a factor as well is that public resources simply were diverted due to the pandemic. So the work of violence interrupters, social programs, and support services not being as readily available. Police violence in particular is a devastating problem here in the United States. Police officers are 3 times more likely to fatally shoot a Black individual than a white individual. 2 separate issues. I don't see the correlation, Omar. Please explain. Thank you, Diane, and welcome back. I know she had taken a sabbatical because she was tired of all of the insightful rhetoric.
And we want to shout her out, too. She is, and we didn't know this, one of our first responders who's actually out on the lines daily, working in the hospitals and working with patients. So we shout her and all of the people who are out here trying to help us get through this COVID mess. We really appreciate you, Diane.
Yes, thank y'all for your service.
Before we respond, I'm going to play a piece that Omar sent for us to play his response to this.
Hey, people. Peace and love. What about ism? Conservative bots? False equivalency? Self-hate? Thank you for listening and sending your comments, but lighten up a little bit, people, and send a glossary and footnotes next time to explain all this social media jargon. I point out that the title of the podcast is 3 Guys Talking Smack, not 3 Guys Solving the World's Problems and Listening to Music. I made an offhand comment about a fact that was presented to me. I didn't impugn anyone's personality or make rash judgments about the character of someone I don't know. The point I made was, find someone who needs love and give them some love. Certainly our youth could use some love. Hell, criminals and cops need love. House Negroes and woke liberated field niggas need love too. It's 3 Guys Talking Smack. Don't take this old blind buffoon seriously, and don't take yourself so seriously. If you go around looking to be offended, you will always find something to be offended by. If you need or want to call someone names and make other comments, continue to send your comments to 3 Guys Talking Smack and listening to music. But we are here for entertainment purposes only. We try to laugh here to keep from crying, okay? In closing, I offer you the 5 L's. Live, love, laugh, learn, and leave me the hell alone. Peace.
Okay, well, Omar thinks that we need to leave him the hell alone.
Well, that ain't happening. I mean, I think, you know, when you put yourself out on a public platform, you know, we ask people to listen. You know, you don't get to just say anything you want to say. You know, we're living, some folks call it cancel culture. I call it being accountable for what you say. And I think, you know, he's a straight bitch ass for not showing up today. And, you know, I didn't expect him to show up. You know, he said he got to be wherever. I think he's gone to Oz to see the wizard to get some courage. Because he ain't want to come and face these comments.
Tell us how you really feel, Benita.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
And I think part of it...
He being nice.
Yeah, and I think part of it is that we have to remember that even though we do mainly music, our main home is the Black Talk Radio Network. Mm-hmm. And our listeners are in tune with what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so whatever we say, we're out there. And I'm sure like Omar has no problem defending himself. And we don't censor anybody and everybody's entitled to that opinion. But like I had to do, I had to stand up and, you know, defend what I thought when I disagreed with Ben, how he thought we ran the show. And Stan, if we go back to Stan, we haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, I used to get into it with Stan a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah. I think the whole idea is that people seem, and I've heard other people come to me and say that they felt the comment just didn't fit a Valentine's show. We were really having a good time. We weren't talking about anything political. And as, you know, Omar said, we were talking smack. We're not trying to solve the world's problems, and we really didn't. It was a pretty silly show.
Well, I think his comment was a result of you saying Black Lives Matter. So, you know, does he have a problem with Black Lives Matter? Because that's the only thing that was said on the show that could have triggered his comment.
Well, I mean, the thing he can talk about, he never told me that, but I do say it every show, and I do run Black Lives Matter on our 24-hour stream. I think we don't matter to a lot of other people. And personally, I don't want to hear the shit about All Lives Matter because they don't. I think Diane just gave us good stats about how likely black people are to be shot by white cops than not. So the stats are there. We can have deniers and we can have disagreements and we can see things differently. That's cool. But I don't want our listeners to ever think that we don't respect what they have to say. Whether we agree with them or not, we've always read the comments, even though when there were times when I didn't want to read comments that were directed to me. Liam made sure that we read them anyway.
And that's now, what we're here for.
And yeah. Now Ben has, you know, become one of our best friends. So what do you think, Charlene?
I think that some people forget. I'm gonna just say they forget where they come from. Because we all, no matter whether you think you're one thing or not, we're all, if you're black, you're black. And if you can be around certain people and get treated a certain way, but if you around just black, you're gonna be treated just like us. So you can never forget where you come from. And I think a lot of people forget where they come from when they talk about this All Lives Matter and this and that, because all lives don't matter. A lot of people don't think our lives matter at all.
So when I say Black Lives Matter, I'm not talking about the organization. I'm talking about the movement and the fact that I appreciate my people and myself. And I've got to say that I matter and the people close to me matter to me. I never said white people don't matter to me. That's not what this is about.
Right.
This is a statement of, Black Lives Matter, because no one has to question whether white lives matter.
Exactly.
There's no question about that. You can just look at the disparity in economics and everything else. White lives matter to most people. And I think they matter to most black people. Just give us one thing. Can we say black is beautiful and black lives matter without feeling like we've been ostracized? And I know we've got a wide range of ages here, so I'm gonna go to the youngest in the group now.
So here's my thing. I hear a few things happening with the comments from Omar. One, I think it's attention seeking. I think some folks, and usually I see this in children that I used to serve, they will settle for negative attention over anything. So I think he needs some attention. He needs some love. And I think he ostracized. I think he needs some love. And I think he's trying to get the attention in any way that he can. So I'll start with that. And I do think it is an issue of, like what Cheryl was saying, like some people, even our skin folk, have been conditioned to not love ourselves. We buy into what we're taught from, you know, white society and the hierarchy and the social construct of race. And some of us buy into it and we can't shake it. So when we see Black Lives Matter, like it's such a contradiction from what we've been taught that we can't do anything different. And so I think there's an internal conflict going on with Omar, with, again, the attention and not knowing how to love himself and his people. And, you know, just somebody need to hug him real tight.
Yeah. Well,
he ends all of his comments with spreading love and love people. But I would never try to silence the responses of the listeners.
Are you gonna hug them? You gonna give them a hug?
No, here's the thing.
I'm not upset with him. I mean, for his feelings. What I would tell him is that I wish he would be here to tell the listeners why he feels what he feels. I have no problem with that. We're not a monolithic people, so I'm okay with that. We don't all have to agree. But I don't want to try to explain to the listeners what Omar feels. That's not my role.
Yeah. I think that's unfair to us too. You know, I mean, as he said, he wanted to just be talking smack, but really he start the shit. And then we got to be here to clean it up. That's not fair.
So I'm sure he'll be back next week and he may choose to talk about it. He may not.
Are you sure?
We're not upset with him. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
I would like to compliment him on his music this week. I will say that.
It was in at least the 20th century.
Yes, like I'm appreciative. So that is something positive. That is some positive love I'm sending toward Omar. And hopefully we'll get more of that than some of the ugliness that we've been seeing from him.
Yeah. And if he doesn't feel as ugly, he can continue to say what he wants. But just knowing that we're not, you know, maybe if we were just on Buzzsprout and not on a black network, some of these comments wouldn't matter and wouldn't get to people. But we're in the heart of it. Scotty Reed has built a network and number one of podcasts to a black audience in the world, not the United States. So that's the reason that we get hundreds of downloads for this stupid show that we do. And obviously people pay attention to what we say. Scotty likes us because we're different.
Yeah, he does the truth.
And even, you know, and Scotty listens to all of the shows. He responds. He even responded to Benita's show on one of her love comments the other week. So we appreciate him. He lets us do what we do. And he wouldn't want us to silence Omar either. You know, we want that either. But the listeners, we're going to always read your comments. Keep them coming. Disagree with us. Like us. We could use some calls to tell you like what we do too.
The thing I have to say that most of you have touched on is like it's fine to do that, say whatever you want to, but be ready to take the backlash, whatever it is, however it comes, just be ready to take it. Personally, I went through it with Ben. They went back and forth, and you know the guy that used to come in sometimes, Big P, your friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, if he if he says something, he just needs to back it up. So why he said what he said, and just spit it out there, because none of us can speak for him. We don't know what he meant when he said what he said, or why he said what he said, or what his feelings are on things, you know. I mean, we can go a lot of different places. Things I think sometimes, like when we said all lives matter, and you can say that, I can say all lives matter, but until all black lives matter, then somebody's being left out of that equation.
And the thing is, if the listeners didn't comment, we would probably ignore him. Because we are beholden to our listeners. And so, even though what he says is foul to me personally, especially the Churchill thing, I live in the heart of all of those public housing communities.
Well, I rode through there today and it looked very peaceful.
It was very peaceful. You had no problems when
it was
you
daytime.
None at all. I know, that's why I came in the daytime.
And it's cold.
That's true, too. Two things, cold and daytime.
Oh, shut up. Don't nobody care when them gunshots be going off late. They don't care that it's cold outside. But that's not every day. And I don't believe that crime only happens in black neighborhoods.
It does.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Crime happens in proximity. Everywhere. It's in proximity. You know, Latinos have crime in their own community. We have it in ours. Whites have it. You commit crimes close to you.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's why I don't like hearing black on black crime. Unless you're talking about white on white crime.
Exactly.
Or Latino on Latino crime.
Right.
So, I mean, you go to Chinatown, man, they got triads and all kinds of stuff going on. The Italians, they were killing each other. Everybody does it.
Right.
That's the thing, Navajo against Cherokee. Everybody does it. It's no big deal, It's just, it shouldn't be happening, but it's not isolated in one group of people. Everybody does it, So, yeah.
And I think the show, we've done a good job with trying to have a mix of having fun, but when things we need to talk about, we talk about it. No, it's not a news show. It's no way and Scotty can appreciate this is not Black Talk Radio News. We are far away from that show that he does, which is wonderful. But when things need to be talked about, we do. What our listeners bringing up, we do. One of our highest rated shows was I Can't Breathe, when we took time to talk about after the George Floyd, and we had people to write in. So we're kind of led, and we've got the freedom to do what we want to do on the show, and the freedom to say what we want. And Omar has that too. Yeah. To say whatever he wants to say.
I keep saying it's attention. We're giving him a lot of attention right now.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, let's talk about something else.
We had to respond to our listeners.
What are you eating, Shorty?
Fried turkey chops.
What? Okay.
That's not fair. I can't eat.
Why?
Because I make too much noise.
You were smacking and doing all that kind of stuff.
Smacking. It sounded excellent, but you know.
Oh, have we?
We've done all the songs. Now we just got to go away.
Yeah, I did my songs. Liam did his songs.
What are we going out on, Big P?
What were your songs, Big P?
I don't know. What are we going out
on? The Johnson woman. That was pretty nice. The pink people, the Johnson people. That was nice.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Can we go out on some go-go?
Sure. What kind of go-go are we going out on?
Whatever you say.
I don't know. What you got? What you got in your arsenal?
I got it all.
That's the good little man right there.
How about a little Woody Woodpecker?
Okay.
All right. In the background, we've got Chuck Brown, little Woody Woodpecker, Go-Go, and we'll see y'all next time.
Same
this is three
time.
Guys talking smack, but it's two guys and three women. And
three women talking sense and taking over. That's the name of the show.
Let's go. Yes.
You know, we should close this show with I Like Dreaming, because that's what that sounded like.
Let's just close it because
I like dreaming.
2022.
And the shows dreaming, are getting longer and longer each week, too.
They never
I like
end.
Dreaming.
This has been real. This wraps up our shows for the month of February. We'll be back in March. Until then.
Peace,
Black
love,
Lives
and
Matter.
Peace and love.
Say her name, Breonna Taylor.
Check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.